Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we'll be taking a deep dive into GenIP, the generative AI analytics company that listed on London's AIM. This morning, we're going to be looking at the business, we're going to be looking at the market opportunity and the plans for the future. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by Melissa Cruz, who is the CEO of GenIP. Melissa, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having me here today.
And thank you for being here, Melissa. So before we get into it, please, would you be able to give us, first of all, an introduction to yourself, Melissa, as well as GenIP, please?
Thank you. So my name is Melissa Cruz, CEO of GenIP, and I'm excited to present the future of GenIP. I have been working in technology transfer for over 7 years now, and we have a compelling story of innovation here and commitment to excellence. Just to give you an overview of GenIP, GenIP provides generative artificial intelligence analytics services to help companies, research institutions, and venture funds to assess and commercialize new discoveries. The company offers two primary services, which are Invention Evaluator and Vortex. Invention Evaluator, which is our first complementary service, combines expert human technical review with GenAI algorithms to provide insightful and verified assessments of the commercialization potential of any technology, enabling our clients with informed decision-making. We have sold over 5,000 reports to more than 300 research institutions and corporations worldwide. The second complementary service is Vortex. Vortex is a headhunting service that specializes in sourcing talent to commercialize very early stage technology, focusing on roles such as technology transfer managers, IP managers, and licensing associates, for example. We have completed hundreds of assignments up until date, and we have the same client base for both Invention Evaluator and Vortex, including large corporations, universities, government agencies, and medical research institutions.
Thank you very much. So you touched on the traction that GenIP has, and we're going to pick up on that a little bit later on in the podcast. But Melissa, I think we need to set the scene, if we may, now, and look at the generative AI analytics market and, you know, how big that market is, the market opportunity for GenIP, and also the specific clients that you're working with. I understand they're research institutions, venture capital funds, universities. So first of all, you know, how big is this market that you're operating in? And what does your universe in terms of a client base look like in terms of numbers of potential organizations that you could work with?
Thank you, Jonathan. So the generative AI analytics market is experiencing rapid growth, with projections indicating it could reach approximately $200 billion by 2030. And this expansion offers a significant opportunity for GenIP as we position ourselves at the forefront of this technological evolution. Also, it's good to mention that the median pre-money valuation for seed-level generative AI startups is currently around $12 million, reflecting the strong investor confidence in the future of this market. And this valuation not only highlights the potential for growth in generative AI, but also reinforces our commitment to leveraging advanced analytics to meet the evolving needs of our clients. And as we move forward, GenIP is excited about the possibilities that lie ahead in this dynamic market. We will continue to innovate and deliver cutting-edge solutions as we're poised to make a significant impact in the field of generative AI analytics. And just to respond to your other question, there are thousands of universities and research institutions globally. Our focus extends beyond academia. We aim to cater to various sectors, including large corporations, medical research institutions, which are increasingly adopting AI solutions to enhance their operations.
Thank you very much. So for those institutions that you just mentioned there, Melissa, you're solving, I believe, a very specific problem for them, because these institutions are generating ideas, they're generating innovations and new technologies. But there's a problem there in taking that through and commercializing those. So in that process, where do you fit in to help these research institutions improve their outputs?
Yes, so most technologies and innovations do not reach the market due to inadequate commercialization pathways and insufficient market insights, especially within universities and early stage companies. And GenIP provides AI-powered analytics through Invention Evaluator, delivering fast and accurate technology assessments that help innovators and institutions to identify market trends and commercialization opportunities. Additionally, Vortex connects companies with top talent in science and technology, ensuring that breakthroughs have the necessary expertise to successfully do a market entry.
Thank you very much. So, of course, speaking today, Melissa, GenIP has just come to the AIM market first day of dealing. You raised a total of 1.75 million in excess of the target, 1.5 million for the raise. I'm sure investors listening to this are going to be interested to know how you're going to be deploying funds to meet the targets and goals and missions of the business that you've just outlined there. So how are these funds going to be deployed, Melissa?
Yes, so 50% will be invested in sales and marketing, allowing us to increase brand visibility and reach new markets. 40% will be dedicated to working capital, providing us with the resources needed to support operations and drive growth. And the final 20% will go toward staff expansion, especially hiring additional salespeople. This allocation is closely related to sales and marketing, as this will allow us to grow our client base and ensure we continue to deliver excellent service to our existing client base and new clients.
Thank you very much. So you've touched on some of the traction that you've had so far, but I understand here, just looking back at some recent announcements in the IPO process, that the newly enhanced generative AI offering has already, in the very early weeks, generated orders to the scale of 40 analytical assignments. I'm sure investors listening to this are going to want to know what's been happening since. You may not be able to give any insight in terms of numbers, but anything you can provide in terms of the conversations that you're having, the feedback you're having, and you know what it looks like for potential order flow going forward, and when indeed you may be able to provide an update to the market as to the progress you've made so far.
Yes. So we had 45 legacy clients for the old products, and we expect them to continue purchasing our new GenAI reports and services, as they now feature enhanced quality, faster delivery, and maintain the same cost as our previous offerings. Since we launched the both services back in September 1st, we have already sold over 40 reports to 10 different clients and secure three Vortex search assignments with three separate clients. And we anticipate announcing further order increases very soon.
Fantastic. So it sounds like you really hit the ground running there, Melissa, which is good. Just want to pick up on a slide, a particularly interesting slide on the investor presentation that's available on the website. And you've set out a three-pillar strategy for growth, and that's very much laying down the foundations for GenIP strategy going forward. Please, would you be able to elaborate on that and just outline those three pillars for listeners, Melissa?
Thank you very much, Jonathan. So our three key strategies are the first one, revenue growth and profitability. We're targeting profitability through client expansion, streamlined operations, and delivering cost-effective, high-quality solutions. The second one is to expand our AI offerings. We will enhance our Invention Evaluator and Vortex services with faster multilingual AI tools to attract new clients and provide more value to the existing ones. And the third one is bolt-on acquisitions. We will acquire complementary B2B AI applications like market analysis and predictive platforms to expand our service portfolio.
Thank you very much. So, Melissa, I understand you're very busy today, so I'm not going to keep you too much longer. But for investors listening to this, looking at GenIP as a potential investment opportunity that would like to get a greater insight into your thoughts and feelings about the company, what would you say are the three most exciting things that you see for GenIP over the next 12 months?
Thank you. So what excites me the most about the next 12 months is the incredible opportunity to scale as a listed company. And with 90% of revenue coming from recurring clients, we're poised for significant growth. We have Lord David Willetts and Dr. Gann, two leading innovation experts in the UK, on our board, strengthening our connections with universities and venture capital community. and also the foundation combined with new clients, expanded AI capabilities, and strategic acquisitions set us apart to build momentum, deliver results, and push our innovative services to new heights in the coming year.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Melissa. Just a note for listeners, the ticker for GenIP is GNIP, listed on London's AIM this morning. Melissa, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. It was a pleasure to be here.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.